Retail sales slump as COVID and lockdowns hit holiday shopping. By John Carney on December 16, 2020. American consumers held back on purchases in November and October as the surging coronavirus infections and renewed restrictions on businesses limited early holiday shopping. U.S. consumer spending fell 1.1% to a seasonally adjusted $546.5 billion in November, the Commerce Department said Wednesday. Economists had expected a much shallower decline of just 0.3%. The data released Friday also showed the recovery in spending as the economy reopened snapped earlier with a decline of 0.1% in October to $552.5 billion. Initially, October had been reported as the sixth consecutive monthly gain. Excluding vehicles and gasoline, retail sales were expected to tick up 0.2% in November. Instead, they fell by 0.8% to $398.6 billion. The prior month was revised to show a 0.1% decline instead of the 0.2% gain initially reported. In other words, retail sales fell by more than expected from a lower starting place than previously thought. The U.S. government uses what is termed the control group, which excludes receipts from auto dealers, building materials retailers, gas stations, office supply stores, mobile homes, and tobacco stores, to calculate economic growth. Economists forecast a 0.1% rise, but on Wednesday the data showed a 0.5% decline. October's control group figure was revised down to a 0.1% decline from the initial report of 0.2% growth. The worse-than-expected November figure and October revision will likely trigger downgrades in fourth-quarter GDP estimates. Compared with a year ago, overall retail sales are up 4.1%. Year-to-date, retail sales are up 0.3% compared with the first 11 months of 2019, to $5.641 trillion. Shoppers pulled back on purchases at clothing stores, producing a 6.8% seasonally adjusted decline for the month. That followed a 3.4% decline in October. Year-to-date, consumer spending in clothing shops is down 28.5%, making it the worst-hit type of store during the pandemic. November is usually a big time of year for clothing store purchases, and so the seasonal adjustments do a lot of work in the month. The unadjusted figure rose 4.7% from October's $19.234 billion to $20.153 billion. Spending at bars and restaurants fell 4% in November and 0.5% in October. Year-to-date sales are down 19.4%. Electronics and appliance stores saw a 3.5% monthly decline last month and a 1.1% rise a month earlier. Year-to-date sales are down 14.1%. Department stores sales dropped 7.7% in November and fell 4.9% in October. Year-to-date, sales are down 17.5%. Spending at grocery stores rose 1.9% for the month after falling 0.6% in October. Year-to-date, grocery store sales are up 11.4% as consumers have been eating more at home during the pandemic. Home improvement and gardening store spending rose 1.1% in November and is up 13.4% year-to-date. Here, however, the seasonal adjustments work in the opposite direction of clothing stores, inflating the numbers in a time of year that typically sees sales decline. Unadjusted sales declined by 7.3%. Spending at sporting goods and hobby stores fell 0.6% in November and 0.8% in October. Year-to-date sales at these stores are up 4.3%. Online sales were surprisingly flat, with the category of non-store retail sales rising just 0.2% in November after an October rise of 2.4%. Year-to-date, non-store sales are up 22.6%. Sales of cars, trucks, and parts fell 1.7% after a flat October. Year-to-date, sales are flat with last year.